from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, Colt McCoy retires. It's the end of an era. I will give you a quarterback. You tell me if he made more or less than Colt McCoy.
Okay.
$27.8 million, is that what we said?
I believe that was the... was the number.
For Colt?
Yeah.
Okay.
The era has become.
Kyle Orton.
More. He was a starter.
He did make more.
Yeah.
By about $3 million.
Oh, I would have thought more than that.
$30.8 million for his career.
Mike Glennon.
Less.
Wrong.
Did Glennon get a big? It's whether or not one of these guys gets like the 3 year.
So he got, and yeah, this site that I have is showing it. He got $16 million from the Bears.
Yeah. So
God,
what was his total?
His total was $29.4 million.
Stupid
yeah.
Bears.
Yeah, you got to get that. You got to get that one team that's dumb enough to give you like a 2 to 3 year deal and be like, well, you know, we think you can be the guy.
The 2 to 3 year, he might be our starter, guaranteed
that's
contract
exactly
money.
Right. Yeah. Brock Osweiler. More or less than Colt McCoy.
God, so he was a higher pick. I think he was a first round pick, but he sure did suck. I'm gonna say less.
He made more.
$41.3 million. He got a $21 million deal from the Texans, and he got $15 million from the Browns.
Damn it!
I thought his deal. So in Denver, Denver didn't pay him anything.
Broncos only $4.2 million.
Yeah, because it was his rookie deal.
But the one time he actually played decent was in Denver.
Yeah, remember at one point, it's a fun fact, during their Super Bowl run, Peyton Manning got benched for Brock Osweiler. And we were like, holy crap. And Brock could have gone and won a Super Bowl, but then he got benched back for Peyton Manning at the end of the year. And then Manning did nothing but still won a Super Bowl.
Kevin Cobb.
Ooh.
Make more.
Boy, that's pretty good. Kevin Cobb. That's got to be less, right?
What? Kevin Cobb, just a little bit more. Kevin Cobb, $37.6 million.
Yeah, I feel like the Eagles gave him a deal.
Cobb, well, huh? The Cardinals gave him $20 million, and the Eagles gave him $14.
God bless America. Like, somewhere Kevin Cobb is sitting around right now, like, in a kick-ass house with a dock and a boat.
It's good to be Kevin Cobb.
And again,
right now,
every one of these guys probably has a hot wife. It's good to be an NFL QB.
Well, a backup QB.
Yes. You don't have to do anything. No one expects you to be good.
All right. It's time for our weekend weed whacker. Do you guys like to whack weeds?
I would say it's... I don't like whacking the weeds necessarily, but when you trim, when you edge your lawn and it's sharp looking...
You like that.
Oh,
you like that?
I do like that. Feels real good.
Well,
you like that? You like that?
I professed on Friday that... Something to keep an eye on is that you got to watch out for our Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They're the new Ravens in the preseason.
Yeah.
Because they just care more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because McDonald came from the John Harbaugh school of thought. Yeah. Well, they lost.
They lost.
It's now, over.
I don't know if you saw, but our Ravens, who had a heartbreaking, and I mean heartbreaking, week one preseason loss.
Yeah. Did they win?
They won 13-12.
All right. The streak is at one.
We're back on the train.
What is up with the Falcons and Michael Penix? Can I ask this question?
Hasn't played.
Why?
So the only thing I can think of is that they are trying to get something from the Heineken man, and that maybe they're putting something out there.
I see.
Trying to showcase him, but Paddock played, who was their other quarterback, and so the only thing I can think of is they're trying to showcase Heineke, and that when they don't want to put Penix in with crappy second and third string backups to try to get him hurt, and so you run out Paddock, because the idea is that Penix isn't going to play anyways. It's going to be Cousins. It's the only thing I can make sense, but he is not. He didn't play a snap.
Weird.
Yeah, it was
I think that's weird.
It was definitely strange.
The whole thing's weird.
And I've yet to see a definitive answer for it. He did play a little bit in the first game, so I don't know if they just saw enough of it or what. But yeah, he didn't get any run in the second game, or maybe he wasn't feeling well. But I was looking and I couldn't find anything on it other than some people. In fact, it was Chris Sims in Florida today that I was listening to that were kind of maybe speculating on whether or not they were just trying to showcase Heineke to move on from him and maybe try to get a pick for him.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Because if like you're all in the backup QB game, Heineken, or they were saying this about Bailey Zappi as well, like Heineken and Zappi they're not going to stick around at those two places. Like if you're the agent, you're going to try to get those a place where you have a legitimate shot at being the backup. So those may be two guys that maybe someone like Minnesota or someone like that may be looking to get a guy that field, maybe you can get a split if your starter goes down.
All right, the weekend weed whacker continues next. Hideki Matsuyama should get robbed more often.
I know. And if you're the caddy, are you worried about your job?
And is Jeff Bezos gonna buy an NBA team for a cool $6 billion? That would not be the Blazers.
I don't think he cares.
About what?
Writing a check for $6 billion.
So to Bezos, is $6 billion the same as, I don't know, $2 billion for the Seattle team or whatever?
I think $6 billion is a laughable, like, whatever. Well, then what did Numbnuts pay for Twitter? Like 44?
45 or 47? So yeah, somewhere there.
Something tells me $6 billion isn't going to, he ain't sweating that.
Those items next. One other thing.
Yep.
One other thing. How about our pickles?
Yes!
How about our
champions?
Huh?
Was it the West Coast League?
Yep. Right?
Walked it off, baby.
Walked it off. Boom!
Also next. Here's Buck. Cheers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.